Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Silence may be golden, but sometimes it comes at a cost. When you stay quiet, you can't effect change. Holding your tongue means internalizing your feelings. Silence also keeps you from building meaningful relationships. From physical, emotional, and productivity standpoints, silence can undercut your ability to do things and do them well, says Elaine Lynn Herring, author of Unlearning Silence: How to Speak Your Mind, Unleash Talent, and Live More Fully. It's suffering in silence, she says. The feeling of not being able to say something keeps our nervous systems on chronic high alert, which our bodies were not meant to do. You get compromised immune systems or some tangible health impacts. Staying silent also keeps you isolated. You internalize the message that you're the problem. If we're staying silent, there is no opportunity for connection, says Herring. There is no opportunity for course correction. There is no opportunity for good intentions to translate into positive impact. Until we solve for silence, we're not actually going to reap the benefits of all that other work and investments around our skills. So, why do many of us tend to keep quiet? Silence is a control technique, says Herring. In adulthood, silence can be taught in the workplace, often subconsciously. For example, you may learn to keep your ideas to yourself if you offer them during a meeting and they go unacknowledged. Another way silence is valued at work is if your boss or your boss's boss never pushes back on the CEO. It's what organizational psychologists call organizational silence, says Herring. The first step is to understand that silence is a learned behavior. Then you can start to challenge your assumptions and figure out which are operating as norms, says Herring. Ask yourself, what assumptions do I hold about when it's okay to use my voice or whether I even have a voice? Also ask, what behavior around speaking up is allowed or valued here? Once you call attention to the assumptions that have been driving your actions, ask yourself, how well do these assumptions suit the person I want to be, the leader I want to be, and the workplace team I want to create? What am I perpetuating? Asks Herring. In what ways am I actually silencing myself that I might not have realized? What requests might I make of the people around me to build more of a culture of voice rather than silence? Then, make intentional choices going forward from there. Speaking up involves courage, but courage alone is not sufficient. Traditional speak-up advice says, be more courageous, be more confident, says Herring. I'd argue it is also a matter of calculation. Does it make sense for me to speak up? Is it worth it? To me, that is the power of unlearning silence. Herring says you can determine if it's worth it by asking yourself three questions. What are the costs of choosing voice? What are the benefits of staying silent? And what makes sense for me? As we look at the cost of choosing voice, we often overprioritize the immediate short-term discomfort, she says. We think, I don't like the feeling of that awkwardness or that potential discomfort, therefore I'm not going to have the conversation. What we fail to realize in that calculation is, what are the costs if I don't have the conversation now? Because usually problems don't go away by themselves, and things get worse over time. Instead of just weighing short-term costs, Herring suggests looking at long-term costs too. There are times when silence makes sense, such as preserving your own peace, energy, self-care, and survival. All of that is legitimate, she says. each of us gets to have agency to make our own choices, because only we know all that we're carrying. Whether you choose to speak up or make a calculated decision to stay quiet, understanding and challenging the silence you've been taught is an ongoing process, but it's a worthy one. By learning your unconscious patterns, you can make an intentional decision about how you want to show up at work and at home.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.